Ladies and gentlemen, the editor of the Elyria Weekly Gazette, Mr. Will Rogers, Jr.
Thank you. You know, you hear a lot of talk nowadays about equal rights for women, but I don't think it's going to come to much. Why, no woman would be satisfied with just going back to equal rights.
Rogers of the Gazette, offering you again tonight, transcribed, another heartwarming story of a country newspaper and its friendly editor, and starring Will Rogers, Jr. Weekly newspaper in a small town like Elyria is a lot different from the daily tabloids published in the cities. For one thing, the so-called big news isn't very important. When people pick up their own hometown paper, they want to read about the little things, the human side. If Jed Perkins finally decides to tear down that old barn of his at the corner of 3rd and Elm and build himself a new house, the town wants to know about it. They want to know who'll do the tearing down, who'll build the house, who'll paint it, when the job will start, when it'll be finished, and just what does Mrs. Perkins think about the whole thing. And that's the kind of news Will prints. But of course, it's not all work around the office of the Gazette. Will's cronies drop by, Maggie's friends stop in, and in fact, you can never be sure just what you'll run into.
I think it ought to be just a little bit short in front, Maggie.
You do? I don't know. Maybe you're right, Sarah. I can't really see it.
Stand still now. Let me look.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Just a smidgen. I can take it up at the waist. Won't be a bit of trouble.
Well, if you...
Now, stand up straight now so I can pin it.
I hope this chair holds up.
Sure not very solid.
It's Will's favorite. If anything happens to Ed, he'll run me through the press with next week's edition.
And with a headline on your forehead that reads, Gazette Assistant Disappears.
Well.
Good morning, Maggie.
I didn't hear you come in.
I snuck in. Morning, Miss Horton.
Mr. Rogers.
Do you like my new dress, Will?
Well, let's see now.
It has to be taken up yet.
Why, Maggie, if it was any prettier, why, I'd...
You'd what?
Well, I might do something desperate.
Sarah? It should have been prettier.
We'll remember that on the next one. All right, Meg, you can get down off the chair. I'll pin.
Will, I'll change out of this and let the place start looking like a business office. I'll be right back.
You swing a mighty fancy needle, Miss Horton. Business good?
Well, good enough, Mr. Rogers. I've got nearly 2 dozen customers now.
Must keep you jumping.
Well, it does, but I make a fairly good living at it. When Jim first passed away, I didn't know what I was going to do.
Well,
good morning, sir.
Oh, I'll just go on out back and help Maggie.
Morning. Can I help you?
Well, I certainly hope so. I'm a surveyor down from State City, C.L. Baker. I've got to check a county land map. None of the courthouse offices seem to be open yet.
No, the only time of year the boys get down before 10 o'clock in the morning is the month right ahead of election. I had a land map here somewhere. Oh, here you are.
Oh, good. I thought a newspaper office would have one. Well, let's see now.
Down here to do some surveying, Mr. Baker?
Yes, I guess he'd call it that.
Uh-huh.
244.71. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to start at Township Lateral 12 and run a center line down Benton Road west as far as Section 19-1, Parcel 3.
Oh, that's so.
Yeah. Parcel 3, 160 acres, fronts on Benton, starting 621.62 feet past the mile corner. Then I'm supposed to run a line across the middle of Parcel 3, tie up to the state highway on the other side.
I see.
Well, that's what I needed. Thanks a lot, Mr. Rogers. You're the editor?
Editor, publisher, business, circulation manager, head reporter. Right now, I'm mostly a reporter.
Meaning you'd like to know what this job is for, huh?
Well, if you were to start telling me, I wouldn't stop you.
I wish I could, Mr. Rogers, but part of the deal is that I'm not to answer any questions. Why I'm running the line, who hired me to do it, nothing. I know it sounds crazy, but that's the way it is. Well, thanks again, Mr. Rogers. Sorry, I can't give you an item for the paper.
Oh, you already have, Mr. Baker. A box on page one. This town loves a mystery.
All right, you win. So long.
Parcel 3, section 19-1. What the dickens is this all about?
Oh, my confounded heart. Oh, it's pounding like a thresher. I have to get more exercise. Oh, my, I have to cut down on cigars. Oh, here it is.
Oh, afternoon, Ezra.
Will, I got to see a piece in the paper. It's a back issue, 2 weeks ago, as I recollect. Threw my copy away. Oh, my, got one, Will?
Sure, I got one. Now, relax, Ezra.
Yes.
The item came out 2 weeks ago. There can't be this much rush about it.
Oh, you just don't know.
Well, here you are. Now, which item was it
Never
that
mind.
You were looking...
I'll find it. Now, I remember it. I thought so. Mm-hmm.
How are things down on the farm, Ezra?
Huh?
I said, how are things down on Benton Road, west of Lateral 12? Don't you live somewhere around there?
Then you know about it. What have you heard, Will?
Heard about what?
About the, well, about nothing, I guess. No. Well, much obliged to you.
Find what you were looking for?
No. I must have been mistaken, but just a thanks anyway, Will. Sorry, Miss Button.
How are you, Mr. Wells?
Fine. Goodbye.
Well, who's chasing him, Will?
Beats me, Maggie. Seems like we're acting like an information bureau today. Only nobody will give us any information.
Well, one thing you can be sure of. When Ezra Welch starts hopping around like a flea on a griddle, somebody's about to get swindled.
Say, I wonder if this is the item he was looking at.
Hmm?
State Highway Cutoff at Elyria, approved by State Highway Board.
Well, what's that got to do with Ezra?
Say, Maggie, did you ever find out who owns that 160 acres of Parcel 3?
Yep. The deed's recorded in the name of Dan Partridge.
Old man Partridge, the town's other skinflint.
And Mr. Partridge got the land from Sarah Horton a couple of years ago. She couldn't meet the mortgage payments after her husband died, and he foreclosed on it.
Ezra Welch and Dan Partridge. You know, Maggie, if those two old billy goats are about to run together head on, it might be worth a column or two.
Sure, with pictures.
Think I'll drive out and talk to that surveyor again.
Oh, but you've got an appointment, Will. That businessman from Chicago, the Great Northern Products Company or whatever it is.
Yeah. Well, he won't get here before the 4 o'clock train unless he gets off and walks. I got to find out what this is all about, Maggie.
Sure.
Hasn't been any news this interesting since Reverend Bleak found those poker chips in the collection plate. See you later.
All right, Chad, that's good. Right there, put in a stake. Now, what was it you were asking, Mr. Rogers?
Not asking, just commenting, you might say. I said that judging by the kind of line you're laying out, a person might figure a highway was going through here. Cut off, maybe, to Benton Road.
Well, they might, if they didn't know much about highways.
Yeah, I figure somebody's counting on that, all right.
Meaning what?
Nope. Sorry, Mr. Baker. Can't answer any questions.
All right. Stalemate, Mr. Rogers. Neither one of us can answer questions.
No, but a man might speculate some. For instance, now, if this isn't a center line for a highway, just what the dickens could it be?
Ooh, power line, maybe?
From where to where?
No question.
Rhetorical. No answer expected.
Well, in that case... About an inch to your left, Chad. Yeah, that's it. Now drive it in. Well, maybe it's a water main.
Yep. Need one bad. There are at least 3 farms along this mile and a half. Never know when their wells will go dry.
Line for a gas main, maybe?
No. I figure it's more like a fishing line.
Hmm?
And it's got about 160 acres of bait on it. A brand of bait called Parcel 3.
Would you know of any particular fish that might like that kind of bait?
Yeah, one. Local variety of the spotted curmudgeon, sometimes known as the common skinflint. A fellow named Ezra Welch.
I see.
Mr. Baker, if you're in on this swindle, there's no use talking any further with you. But if you're not, I'd like to ask you 2 or 3 questions.
All right. Fire away.
Can you see any legitimate purpose at all in this survey?
Well, frankly, no. Nobody in his right mind had ever put a highway across here. Too many other places that are better. And it doesn't look like much is farmland.
No, I doubt if it's worth $40 an acre.
Look, Mr. Rogers, when I was hired for this job, I was told it was some sort of a practical joke. Now, if it's more than that, I don't want to be party to it.
Just one more question, Mr. Baker. Was the man who hired you for this job named Dan Partridge?
How'd you know, Mr. Rogers?
He owns this parcel of land. You know, I think I'd better get back into town.
Why?
There's a wolf in there who's fixing to hook himself a shark. If I can't stop it, at least I can report it.
Afternoon, Will.
Afternoon, Helen.
Howdy, Will.
Hello, Jim.
Can I help you, Mr. Rogers?
Why, yes. I wanted to see the real estate manager, Ed Dresser. Is he in?
Well, he's in, but he's busy right now. Well, if you'll just wait a few minutes, Mr.
Rogers... Oh, I'll barge right on in. He won't mind.
Yes?
Hi, Ed. I hope I'm not... Well, well.
You know Mr. Partridge, don't you, Will?
Oh, yes, I know him well.
Pleasant surprise, Mr. Rogers. Yes, sir. Just the man I want to see.
Oh?
A little item in your paper. Saw possibilities in it. Made plans, put them into action. Yes, sir. Sold a useless piece of land of mine a few minutes ago. $7,500. $3,000-$4,000 clear profit. Yes, sir. Fine day's business.
Say, Ed, did Ezra Welch buy that 160 acres of Mr. Partridge's?
Yes, Will.
Ezra thought he was putting one over on me. Yes, sir. Thought he could gyp old Dan Partridge.
And instead, you gypped him.
Perfectly legal, Mr. Rogers. Hired a surveyor, that's all. Told him to keep his mouth shut. Figured Ezra'd seen the same item I had about that highway cutoff. He had. Figured he'd see the surveyor. He did. Figured he'd jump to conclusions. He did. Yes, sir. Perfectly legal.
Yes, sir. Crooked, maybe, but perfectly legal.
Say, what's this all about, Will?
Well, Ed, it's a case of two card sharpers playing each other with a marked deck, counterfeit money, aces up their sleeve, and six shooters under the table. One's just about as bad as the other, only Dan Partridge here happened to come out the winner.
Perfectly legal, Mr. Rogers.
There's still too many legal ways to be dishonest, as far as I'm concerned.
Mr. Rogers, I don't see it's any of your business.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Partridge. Since this whole thing hinged on that item in my newspaper, it sort of makes me an accessory before the fact. Now, I run a newspaper, and I think our readers might be interested in what you two gentlemen have done. Of course, it might trouble you some, Mr. Partridge. As a matter of fact, it might trouble you a whole doggone lot.
You are listening to Rogers of the Gazette, starring Mr. Will Rogers, Jr. We'll return to tonight's story in just a moment, but first, your radio can be your constant companion during the day, at work, in your car, at mealtime, on the porch, wherever you may be at any moment. And during the day, two of radio's outstanding stars are here on CBS Radio, Arthur Godfrey and Art Linkletter. Most of these same stations bring you every day, Monday through Friday, those 90 minutes of pure enjoyment with Arthur Godfrey time and those delightful 30-minute house parties which Art Linkletter throws. Leave your dial where it is. They'll be here again tomorrow on CBS Radio. And now we continue with the second act of tonight's show.
I've got it, Maggie.
Uh-huh. Just a second.
Got a headline here that ought to fit.
There it is, Will. Shall we brace ourselves for a libel suit?
Why, there's nothing here but the facts.
Of course, if somebody wants to draw certain conclusions of their own, well, that's what I meant for them to do.
What's the headline, Will?
The perfectly legal deal of the week.
Good. Let's see, that's 3, 6, 9, 8.
Now, no use counting them, Maggie. That headline will fit.
Okay. Two lines over two columns?
Yeah. And tell Ben to use some of that special type, if he's got enough, that old English Gothic. Tell him to use Sanskrit, if it'll make it stand out any bigger.
I imagine it'll stand out too much for old man Partridge.
Well, Maggie, I think you're wrong. You know, I was sitting here thinking while you were typing it up. He'll love it. He's got the best of Ezra Welch for once, and he'll want everybody to know about it.
Well, it's too bad the one person who deserves it couldn't make a profit off that land.
You mean Sarah Horton?
Will, she begged Dan Partridge to give her an extension on the mortgage after her husband died. He wouldn't even listen to her.
Well, she didn't lose much. She never would have found a buyer for it.
Oh, I suppose.
Will, I want to thank you. Mighty fine newspaper you run. Yes, there's a little item in it. Going to make me a nice piece of money next month or so. If you hadn't printed that item...
Now, Ezra, take a good hold on your hat. Clamp your jaw, lean against that table, and breathe deep.
Yes, I can. What are you talking about, Will?
The state highway cutoff is not going through section 19-1, parcel 3.
But I saw the item. I saw the fellow surveying.
And you snuck straight into town and had the bank buy the land for you, exactly what Dan Partridge intended for you to
Dan
do.
Dan Partridge! Oh, you mean he, you mean it?
Would you like a glass of water, Mr. Welch?
No, that crook. That low-down cheating crook.
Yeah, he's certainly the wrong kind of person for an honest man like you to be dealing with, Ezra.
You sure about this, Will?
Called the State Highway Board about an hour ago. You can read all about it in the next Gazette.
That blackguard. That conniver. I gotta get out of here, Will. Yes, I gotta get out of here, and I gotta think. There must be some way. When's that paper come out, Will?
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, so most people won't know about the cutoff until then, huh? Still, it's hard to find anybody fool enough to...
Good night, Mr. Welch.
That swindler.
Maggie, you know what always makes a dog the maddest?
What?
To take away the bone he just stole from another dog.
Well, it seems to me Dan Partridge has the bone. $7,500 one.
Yeah, a big bone.
Too bad he can't lose it in the river trying to get a bigger one.
Huh?
Well, you know that dog in Aesop's fables. We saw his reflection in the water and dropped the bone he had trying to get the bone the dog in the water had.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Maggie, do you object to sharp practices, provided they're in the interest of justice?
Whose justice, Will?
Mine.
Then sharpen them up.
All right. Where does Sarah Horton live?
Oh, she boards with Grandma Avery, but it's kind of late.
Dark nights for dark deeds, Maggie.
What are you going to do, Will?
Check the theory that most swindlers are suckers for their own game.
Is it legal?
Perfectly legal.
Yes, I do have that much in my savings account, Mr. Rogers. In fact, I have $1,421.10.
Good.
But I'm in no position to risk $1,000.
Now, Mrs. Horton, if I'm right, you'll have a buyer begging you for that land within 24 hours.
I just don't understand.
Now, you just leave that to me. I think it's time that a certain person in this town gave a little instead of always taking from everybody. You're not the only one he's foreclosed mortgages on, you know.
Yes, but...
Now, it'll only be plain justice. It'll be poetic justice. You own that land before he took it away from you.
Oh, I know, Mr. Rogers,
and to cinch
still...
the thing, if you should lose $1,000, I'll manage to pay it back to you myself.
Well, all right. What is it I'm supposed to do?
All right. Now, you go to the bank when it first opens in the morning. Draw $1,000 out of your savings account and take it to Ed Dresser in the real estate department.
Ed Dresser.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then tell him you're offering the $1,000 for a 90-day transferable option to buy the land. Total price, $5,000. Get it?
Yes.
All right. Then tell him you want to close the deal right away, before noon if possible. And don't tell him why you want to buy.
And then as soon as I have the option, I'm to call your office and tell you. Is that right?
That's right. And by noon if you can. I got an appointment with a man from Chicago at 1 o'clock. And if I can get him convinced, why, we're on our way.
I entirely agree with you, Mr. Rogers. This tract of land might make a fair factory site in the distant future.
I thought you'd agree.
But as I told you yesterday, my firm is definitely not interested in building a processing plant in this area. Not now, not in the foreseeable future. So let's be frank. Why did we drive out here?
Well, mostly, I guess, so you could see for yourself that this parcel of land's just about worthless.
It's that, all right.
And so that you'd know for sure that anybody wanting to buy it must have some reason that wasn't on the surface.
I'm afraid I don't
understand. And then I wanted to ask a favor of you.
Well, something I can do.
You can. I'd like for you to stop over for about 10 minutes this afternoon on your way through State City and call on a surveyor named Baker.
Well...
Yeah, and introduce yourself and your firm, Great Northern Products Company and all. Tell him one thing and then ask him 3 questions. That's all.
What thing? And what questions?
Well, tell him you heard that he ran a survey on this property yesterday. And then ask him about the grade level in regard to a railroad siding. Ask him if the subsoil is suitable for a factory site. And ask him if he thinks the property could be bought for
$30,000. $30,000? For this?
Now, you're not offering. You're just asking.
Well, I presume you're going to tell me why I should be doing all this, Mr. Rogers. But first, let me ask you one question. Is it legal?
Perfectly legal.
Will, it's almost 9 o'clock and nothing's happened yet. Maybe tonight's too soon.
Maybe. With a chance to cheat somebody out of that much money, I can't see him letting it ride overnight.
Well, no, but we're not sure. He even...
I'll get it. Elyria Gazette.
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah?
Baker in State City.
Oh. How's the weather up there?
Well, it was a little windy earlier, but... Look, Mr. Rogers, in view of what you told me yesterday about that job I did down there, I thought you ought to know what happened a few hours ago.
Such as having a visitor drop in, introducing himself and asking some questions about a piece of land?
Well, you know about it, then.
Just guessing, Mr. Baker. Does old man Partridge know about it?
Yes, I phoned him right afterward. I thought...
Then don't worry about a thing. It'll all work out. Read about it in the Gazette tomorrow morning. If there is a Gazette tomorrow morning.
Well, it's all made up, except for the space you're holding for this story. But the way things look, it may be a week before we... Oh.
Oh, thank heaven you're still here.
What happened, Sarah?
Well, Mr. Partridge phoned. He offered to take that option off my hands for $500.
Oh, mighty generous.
He said he knew I'd bought it because I thought the highway cutoff was going through the land. Only it wasn't, and I was throwing $1,000 away.
And he was willing to absorb half the loss. A true friend in need.
And I told him I wouldn't do anything without your advice. So he's on his way here. I don't think he likes the idea much, though.
No, I don't suppose. He's afraid he may have to go even as high as $1,000. For a piece of property he thinks he can get $30,000
for. $30,000? Well, Mr. Rogers,
now, you
I
just
don't
wait and
what...
see, Mrs. Horton. Just leave it to me, and we're going to...
Ah, you're already here, Mrs. Horton.
Come in, Mr. Partridge.
Evening, Mr. Rogers. Miss Cotton.
Hello.
Presume the little lady told you about the offer I made her? Yes, sir. She's got herself in a spot. Willing to help her out of it. More than willing. Glad to.
$500 doesn't sound very glad to me.
Been thinking that over. Don't want to quibble. Raising to 750. Yes, sir. Got a certified check right here, little lady.
Well,
I guess you don't get the point, Mr. Partridge. Mrs. Horton optioned that piece of land as an investment. She doesn't want to sell it present. Not at any price.
She's got to sell it.
What?
I mean, she's, got the wrong idea. Land's practically worthless. Yes, sir. Price will never go up. She's bound to lose.
Well, then what do you want with a worthless piece of land, Mr. Partridge?
Matter of sympathy. Helping the little lady out. A woman alone. Feel sorry for her. Don't want her to suffer over this.
I see. And did you feel the same way 5 years ago when you took the land away from her on a foreclosure?
Matter of business, Mr. Rogers. Hated to do it.
And tonight it's a matter of philanthropy, generosity. Is that it?
Precisely. Mm-hmm. To prove it, give you $2,000, Mrs. Horton. That's $1,000 profit. Yes, sir. Got a certified check right here.
How many of those checks do you have?
$2,000, Mr. Rogers. Final offer.
Well, good night.
What's that?
You said it was your final offer. Good night.
Now, wait, Mr. Rogers. Got to be reasonable. Got to talk this over. Work out a compromise. Absolutely, positively, and without question, my final offer. I'm a fool to do this. Become a matter of principle. Yes, sir, my motives have been doubted. My generosity. I'm only trying to help the little lady.
$15,000. I don't know, Mrs. Horton, but that's not a bad return in 24 hours on a $1,000 investment. I guess you better take it.
Whatever you say, Mr. Rogers.
Good. Just sign this bill of transfer, bottom line. Mr. Rogers, Miss Button, witnesses. Yes, sir. $15,000. Got a certified check right to... Oh, that one's for $20,000.
We quit too soon.
She's already signed. The witnesses now. And here's your check, Mrs. Horton.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Real pleasure. Just let me blot that ink now. There. Well, that does it. I won't take any more of your time.
Mr. Partridge, you're probably the most generous and big-hearted man in Elyria.
Well, now...
And I think the people should know about this. In fact, I'm going to print an article about it in tomorrow's paper.
That's nice of you. That's very nice. Yes, yes, yes.
You look for it, Mr. Partridge. I think you'll find it sort of interesting.
I will. I most certainly will. Good night.
$15,000. Well, I just can't believe it, Mr. Rogers. And, too, it doesn't seem quite honest somehow.
Well, you heard him keep saying he knew the land was worthless and he was only being generous.
I know, but...
Of course, he may not know just how generous yet, but that's beside the point. And if he thought that... Maggie, what are you doing?
Trying to figure out who lost what. Now, if Ezra bought the land from Dan for $7,500 and got $1,000 from Sarah... For an option to buy it for $5,000.
Maggie.
Yes, Will?
This is going to take a while. Let's get the paper out day after tomorrow.
You have just heard Rogers of the Gazette, starring Mr. Will Rogers, Jr., with Georgia Ellis as Maggie Button. Tonight's story was written by Les Crutchfield and produced and transcribed by Norman McDonald. Featured in the cast were Howard McNear, Joseph Kearns, Vic Perrin, and Helen Cleve, with John Stevenson, James Griffith, and Eleanor Tannen. The special music was composed by Renee Garrigank and conducted by... Wilbur Hatch. No greater Western has ever been written than The Virginian. And tomorrow night on CBS Radio, it comes to life again as screen star William Holden stars as the Virginian. You'll find him on your Thursday theater on most of these same CBS radio stations. Be listening as once again that famous line rings out, "When you call me that, smile." Bob Lamon speaking. And remember, you meet comedy when you meet Millie Thursday nights on the CBS Radio Network.